Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Saturday, May the 18th, Australia's Prime Minister holds on to power, defying all pre-election forecasts. Clashes in and around Libya's capital leave at least 15 people dead, with hundreds of migrants trapped in detention centres. And Pope Francis decries a wasteful mentality that throws out people and food. In the Vatican, I'm Linda Bordoni. In Australia's general election, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has reportedly held on to power, defying all pre-election predictions. Opposition leader Bill Shorten conceded defeat as ballots were counted across the nation. Shorten made the announcement to supporters of his Labour Party on Saturday night, saying, "It's obvious that Labour will not be able to form the next government, and so in the national interest, a short while ago I called Scott Morrison to congratulate him." In Sri Lanka, the Easter Sunday bombings perpetrated by the so-called Islamic State, which killed more than 250 people, also triggered episodes of anti-Muslim violence. In the days following the attacks on churches and hotels, 500 Muslim shops, houses and mosques were burnt, and in some cases brutal assaults were carried out on Muslims themselves. Dozens of people were reportedly injured and one man was killed. But schools have started again, and churches reopened their doors for Sunday Mass last week following widespread security shutdowns. The Archbishop of Colombo, Cardinal Malcolm Ranjit, told Vatican News the situation is getting back to normal.
I must say that the situation in Sri Lanka is gradually returning to normalcy, and there is no more trouble or no more attacks on the Muslim community. Because we have also appealed to various forces to not to take the law into their own hands. And as a result of that, and also of stringent measures by the security services, the situation has started returning to normal and violence has ceased. These were only a few isolated incidents in different places, manipulated by political elements in order to prepare for the election year, because at the end of this year there are some elections that are coming up, and some parties try to make use of this attack on the churches on Easter Sunday in order to gain votes for themselves. So we have warned them not to do that, and I think by now situation is returning to normal.
And that was Cardinal Malcolm Ranjit, Archbishop of Colombo. In Libya, at least 15 fighters under the command of rebel strongman Khalifa Haftar were killed in clashes with forces linked to the UN-recognized government in Tripoli. Haftar, who controls eastern Libya, is pushing forward in an attempt to conquer the capital. The UN Secretary General today issued an appeal to all countries to implement an arms embargo against Libya, saying preventing the proliferation of weapons is important to de-escalate the current fighting and restore stability in the country. Meanwhile, more than a month after the assault on Tripoli began, thousands of migrants remain trapped by fighting in and around the city. Safa Maseli of the International Organization of Migration explains how the agency helps those held in 11 official detention facilities.
Currently, the clashes are escalating in Tripoli, which is extremely worrying for civilians, including migrants. And here I have to note, especially detained migrants in centers. There are 3,300 detained migrants in Tripoli, and as clashes intensify, the situation is especially dangerous for them. Now, inside Tripoli and around Tripoli as well, there are 11 detention centers functioning. IOM has access to those detention centers, and we mainly provide emergency assistance in the form of non-food items, health assistance, protection, and also voluntary humanitarian support to those wishing to return to their countries of origin. In detention centers, we are talking about men, minors, women, children. I can also say pregnant women. We also conduct protection visits to detention centres where we interview the migrants and see if there are any vulnerabilities to be identified. We do advocate for alternatives to detention, and so far we have provided an alternative to detention for over 100 migrants, vulnerable migrants, and that is in the system of host families that we've established in Libya.
And that was Sava Maseli of the International Organization of Migration speaking there to UN News. Austria's Vice Chancellor resigned today following the release of secret video footage that appears to show he is embroiled in a corruption scandal. The video shows the Vice Chancellor allegedly discussing government contracts with an alleged Russian investor in return for campaign support. He also appeared to hint at a potentially illegal donation system for the far-right Freedom Party he leads. He said that his actions had been stupid and irresponsible and was leaving to avoid further damage to the government. Pope Francis today met the members and volunteers of the European Food Banks Federation at the conclusion of the charitable organization's annual meeting here in Rome. In remarks to the group, the Pope decried a wasteful mentality that, he said, throws out people and food, and he praised efforts to promote solidarity with people in need. Devon Watkins has more.
Food banks are non-profit charitable organizations that serve the dual purpose of reducing food waste and alleviating food insecurity by creating a network to distribute unused foodstuffs to people in need. Pope Francis thanked the food banks of Europe for doing both.
Lottare contro la piaga terribile della fame vuol dire anche combattere lo spreco.
Fighting against the terrible scourge of hunger means also fighting waste, he said. The Holy Father said the food distributed by food banks is a tangible gesture of accompaniment on the path towards liberation.
Prendete quello che va nel circolo vizioso dello spreco.
You take what is thrown into the vicious cycle of waste, he said, and insert it into the virtuous cycle of good use. Pope Francis then reflected at length on the phenomenon of waste, saying it reveals an indifference towards things and towards those who go without. Food banks, he said, call to mind how Jesus, after the distribution of the loaves to the crowds, had the disciples gather up what was left over, so that nothing would go to waste.
Scartare cibo e significa scartare persone.
To throw food away is to throw people away, he noted, saying it is scandalous how so much good food ends up in the trash. The Pope said wasting food is a nasty habit which can occur even in charitable works when excessive bureaucracy or administrative costs get in the way of doing good. Charitable works, he said, need an integrated vision, logistical know-how, and continuity in order to function well.
Quello che fate senza tante parole lancia un messaggio.
The work you do sends a clear message, the Pope told the members of the European Food Banks Federation.
Lo spreco non può essere l'ultima parola.
Waste, he said, cannot be the last word bequeathed to posterity by the well-off few, while the majority of humanity remains silent. I'm Devon Watkins.
And according to UN estimates, saving 25% of the food currently wasted globally each year would be enough to feed 870 million hungry people. That is a challenge a young social entrepreneur in India has taken up. And he's doing so by rescuing food left over from weddings, parties and supermarkets. Padmanabham Gopalan takes advantage of geolocation technology by allowing restaurants and individuals to lock into his No Waste Food app, where they can find the nearest community that can take their food instead of throwing it in the bin. So far, his initiative has provided meals for more than 900,000 people in need. He told UN News more about it.
My initiative, No Food Waste, is an initiative that collects all the surplus food from weddings, restaurants, supermarkets, and a whole sort of events that is happening across the cities, where there is a large quantity of untouched, good quality surplus food being thrown into bins. So we have developed a technology and an application that helps to donate that to the nearest community in need. So we have geotagged all the hunger spots in the city, like the people in need, like slums, government hospital, shelter homes, orphanages, roadside homeless people, temporary shelters, and all these stuffs. They are geotagged and mapped. So if a person or a restaurant or an industry logs into the mobile application, they'll be able to see the nearest community which they can share that food instead of throwing it into the bins. We also operate a fleet of vehicles and volunteers, which helps us to bridge this gap of collecting and distributing the food. So it started in a place called Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu. Now it is working in 15 cities across South India. It's more than 800,000 meals that we have directly collected and delivered through our fleet of vehicles. So we have around 120-100 volunteers who collect meals and deliver. And there are also a lot of individual donations happening.
And that was Padma Naban Gopalang, a young Indian social entrepreneur in India who has produced and implemented a food app for people to find wasted food to give it to people in need. And finally, Pope Francis is encouraging a humble and free journalism that, he says, does not indulge in selling the rotten food of misinformation, but rather offers the healthy bread of truth and goodness. Meeting some 400 journalists of the Foreign Press Association of Italy in the Vatican today, the Pope urged them to work according to truth and justice, so that communication can truly be an instrument for building, not for destroying. Robin Gomes reports.
Addressing the journalists, Pope Francis underscored humility as the fundamental element of their profession, saying, "The search for truth entails many difficulties and much humility. The presumption of already knowing everything," he said, "blocks the search for truth. An article, a tweet, or a live report can do good, but also evil to others and sometimes to entire communities if one is not careful and scrupulous."
Certi titoli gridati possono creare una falsa rappresentazione della realtà.
Noting that certain screaming headlines can create a false representation of reality, the Pope urged journalists to resist the temptation to publish news that has not been sufficiently verified. Instead, the humble journalist tries to know the facts correctly and completely before telling and commenting on them. Such a journalism does not feed the excess of slogans that, instead of setting the thought in motion, cancel it out. The Pope lamented the use of violent and derogatory language, saying it hurts and sometimes destroys people. At a time when many people are spreading fake news, he said, humility prevents you from selling the rotten food of misinformation and invites you to offer the good bread of truth, emphasizing that freedom of the press and of expression is an important indicator of the state of health of a country. The Pope shared the pain of journalists killed while carrying out their work with courage and dedication to report on what many people face during wars and dramatic situations.
Abbiamo bisogno di giornalisti che stiano dalla parte delle vittime, dalla parte di chi è perseguitato.
The Pope said that the world needs journalists who are on the side of the victims, the persecuted, the excluded, discarded, and discriminated against. He said journalists are needed to recall the many forgotten situations of suffering and wars, such as those of the Rohingya and the Yazidi, pointing out that there is a submerged ocean of goodness that deserves to be known and that gives strength to our hope. Pope Francis noted that women journalists are particularly sensitive to such stories of life. I'm Robin Gomes.
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. Join us again tomorrow evening at the same time for more. Meanwhile, you can visit our web portal, you can like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. My thanks go to Adriano Vitali in studio in the Vatican. I'm Linda Bordoni. Bye-bye.